is Mac Dunlop, and welcome to my day off. 15 minutes of thoughts, mediations, meditations, and hesitations on the finer things in life and the rougher things in life. Even some of the things in life that are nestled in between, kind of medium abrasive tendencies. Anyway, it's my day off, and I'll say what I like. There were minions of millions. Millions of minions, all the livelong day, resplendent in their refineries. Mostly oil and gas, albeit unreservedly reserved. I had taken the day off. I had given it to myself in lieu of a holiday. I'd changed my funeral arrangements on the calendar, and thus placed a stick in the wheels of time. Ha ha! Today is going to be my day. There are obstacles to overcome, of course. Trousers that don't fit, for example. I stretch them overhead along the clothesline and watch them fly in the breeze like a flag. I salute you, my pants. Others follow suit, mostly formal wear, and salute too, humming an old Smith song while struggling to keep attention. I'm so miserable today. The waves upon waves of their hands seem like a sea of fingery, rippling flesh. They seem to plead with me in unison for permission to leave the table. Oh, all right then, but hurry back. We'll have pudding in a minute. The potential for a mass stroke event attracts the attention of a passing flock of flying cats. Oh, the purring was deafening as the skies darkened into tortoise-shelled clouds. We were lucky to escape the molting downpour with our lives. The cats, being very greedy, with at least 9 each of their own, had more than they'd ever need, but kept them to themselves. They are such selfish beasts. They began to fall from the sky, though, as they attempted to clean their paws when they should have kept flapping. As it bucketed cats, we tallied our scores and wove pens around each other until the nostalgic fumes of yesteryear choked our tears and the lumps in our throats, though benign, tasted like frogs. As we croaked, the cloud of midges around us slowly disappeared as we ate dinner, and having dined, we sat down in front of the reflection in the window to watch the latest election broadcast from the Prime Minister's campaign trail. It looked like the southwest coastal path somewhere near Borslowick. He stood near a nest of choughs and promised, if elected, that his party, unlike the others, would keep these birds' beaks red. Something stuck in my craw about the whole news cycle, so we took it to the repair shop in Penryn, where they twiddled with the bearings and tightened the chain, then replaced the brake pads with wind turbines, to which Nigel, in the shape of a barrage balloon, complained, saying, "Not in my backyard." But his back had been playing up all over the shop. So they eventually asked us to leave, which we did, without back or bike or bill being paid. On being thrown out of office, we promised to do better if they'd only vote for us next time, like they do on TV, bicycles or no. I tweeted my mother, who was feathering her nest with the latest in egg accessories from Fabergé. "It's fab," she'd say. "Fabergé," I'd say. "I said it were fab," she'd say. "Fabergé," I'd say. "Yes," she'd say. Then I'd say, "Fabergé," and she'd say, "I don't care what you say, Fabergé or whatever you may, just don't talk about my egg accessories that way." Back in the room, the radio played some forgotten song, Brenda Lee coming on strong as we took the highway. "That's my way, that's the best." Though we were hungry, wet, and hadn't stopped for a services or loo break for days. "How your fuel has lasted," I said, "woo, woo, woo-fully," to the ghost in the machine running up the bill on the overdue library books. Are you sure I didn't hand them back in?
No.
You're not sure? Or, no, I didn't.
No, you didn't.
Well, I didn't read them either.
Makes no difference.
Shouldn't I get a discount? I mean, they're in mint condition.
No.
I've even added bits where I thought the plot could do with some improving.
You what?
I've made them better, is what, so if anything, you should be paying me. And I can tell you for nothing, that's the last time I lend you back your book on anything. There's the review, of course. I went to the theatre the other night. I know that all the world is a stage, but still, sometimes there really is a stage, especially when you find yourself in theatre. It's almost inevitable. The first thing is the review. That's what I need to get down before every thought vanishes like a wind-blown memo, gusting into the future, vanishing against the grain. Memory. That's what it's for, to keep things safe, untouchable, secret, sacred even, treasures. Where was I? I gather up the thoughts of being an audience one more time. I fling it like a rolling wave against what being anything else is like and find myself arguing like a bunch of politicians at a book fair. I had in mind being in the back row, in the corner, right in the stage, right top back of the mains, beside an old-fashioned radiator pumping 7 degrees of heat into me. I was as sweating as the actors, half the rest of the place still in their hats and coats, freezing like polar bears on an ice pack. Ah, the show, yes, must get to it or I'll never get on. The show, all pared down mime, like nothing really existed. Oh, you've seen it all before, felt the magic, and the impatience.
Get on with it.
Crowd loved it, though. Crowds do. They have their own mentality, like sheep. That's where the sheep metaphor comes in. You have to be far from the maddening crowd, on the road, so to speak, Robinson Crusoe in situation and temperament, to focus, to truly focus. Whereas in the back row, you think you're just too far away, not getting it, because the atmosphere is being soaked up by the rows of bodies in the way, all the way to the all the world is a stage kind of way. Anyway, I must get back to it. Remember the road, slipping away at night, the vanishing points coming into view and disappearing behind, round the curve, and the headlights want to go straight on, not a giant star, not big enough to bend light the way some heavenly bodies can with gravity and everything. No, it's just you and a little bit of tarmac between chaos and life. But we're still in the game, so to speak. You and I, driving one place to another up the stream of consciousness, perhaps without a paddle, but with all things going for us, even against the grain. On leaving, we became aware that all the post offices and red telephone boxes had mysteriously disappeared in the night. It was clear as day, though early on everything was still twilight purple and hard to distinguish from its shadow, and it rained. It rained 1,000 days of rain, and I thought, where on earth are we to put things that we've saved up for a rainy day? They're all wet now, and I'm tired of holding this damned umbrella. We all knew it wasn't fair, but we weren't allowed to get off the bumper cars or give away our candy flosses. We all wanted to go on the basketball hoop ride, but we didn't measure up. Too short, they said.
But I can still play guard, I said.
Not in the pro league, said the swarthy, hoop-rye gypsy gent, with a hint of Heathcliff about him. How can you talk like that, you cheeky devil, I said, wondering at the ventriloquist act he was using with a ball for a puppet to give directions to people in the rest of the queue. That's enough of that, I said, to the fair people queuing around me. We have a hole in the fabric of the universe to fix, and it's not going to heal itself. I could feel myself being sucked into something enormous at the centre of our galaxy. I broke the chocolate bar into its several segments, and we continued to eat it anyway, wrapper in the bin notwithstanding, regardless of the danger. After all, this was no life for a man of my standing. Here I was, vertical as the day I was born. Mother insisted on having her labour upright. I have a position to maintain, I said to anyone willing to listen to the ravings of a lunatic. Luckily, there was an election coming up, so people were quite used to doing that.
"Friends, Romans, country folk, lend me your ears!"
And they gathered round as if I were the only television in the playground. Can't you see? Take off your dark glasses. The eclipse is over. Can't you see now? Then, in the blink of an eye, we were gone, vanished into another universe where power corrupts and whose power corrupts absolutely. We're all thieves and waves now, I shouted above the sound of people taking bribes.
We must do something.
The sky darkened as if the moon had hid the sun. Quick, put your glasses back on. But no, it wasn't darkness that came to me, but light. Light as I had never seen. Light as if no calories would be harmed in the eating of this margarine or butter-like substance. Light as in, 'twill do you no harm. Do not fret, my beloved. Here is the dietary supplements promised on the back of the cereal box you were looking at only this morning while your phone charged on the kitchen counter and you waited to tell the world what you had had for breakfast. Impatient to the last, the wildfires of inspiration sucked the air from your breath, and we choked on the black smoke of profit, insisting that we, the arms and legs of industry, march in tune while the band struck up and played Misty for Me and I, Clint Eastwood-like in demeanour and Hollywood scandal, proved the better of him, playing chopsticks for the baying crowd of piano-worshipping keyboardists gathered in the grounds of the Duchy Estate, where Waitrose and affordable housing were making way for a golf course and a new amusement park. No, I would not go gentle into that good night. No, sir, no way, no how, no chance, not in a million. Oh, well, if I've no choice, that's different, I suppose. Wouldn't want to upset anyone, wouldn't want to be a bother, wouldn't want to live life as if nothing existed without me. Where would everything else be then? An existential hell of my own making, the basis upon which the entire philosophies themselves are founded, gathered like moss around the stone's throw from where we are. People being battered with things, and it's just that we haven't poked our heads far enough above the parapet to hear the bullets whipping past. Still plenty of time for that. This was my day off, after all, and the world seemed a better place for me having a bit of time to appreciate it properly without fear of repetition, hesitation, or deviation. Life was a game to me, and I a high roller, scared of heights though I may be, and so I stood at the apex of my career, looking down, feeling faint, nosebleed, vertigo, the lot. And into that career-spanning day off I flung myself with great gusto. Well, I say gusto. But I wasn't that enthused, to be honest. It seemed to me there were better things to be getting on with than staring into the abyss. Don't get me wrong. I like a good abyss. Just think how far you can see, then double it as if staring into a void where no shape or shadow can escape. Feel better? No? Well, why should you? Hardly a vision of peace and prosperity, is it? I didn't come here to get depressed, to bury Caesar, or any of that malarkey. Rather, I take my hat off to the blokes who decided on a bloodless coup, sat down in the road, attached themselves to the gates of Hades with nothing but bicycle locks, rather than those cheap handcuffs you can get which look good in bed but really aren't worth the bother. There's the plastic twist-tie things, too, which are inhuman, obviously, because they don't have faces or talk. They're inanimate, basically, and that's how you can tell, human or not. That, and breathing, of course. Hold a mirror to the twist-tie's nose and see if you can look straight up into its brain. Quite dark in there, isn't it? That's my way of thinking, anyway. Well, time to get back to it. Whatever it is, mustn't waste the day away. There's work to be done on my day off. No rest for the wicked, though I suppose if you're wicked enough, you should be able to get someone else to do most things for you, because you'd be mean, wouldn't you? Be mean and evil and nasty and wouldn't give a fellow like me any time off at all, would you? No. So, I'm giving myself the day off. And that's it for me. Till next time, my name's Mac Dunlop. Bye for now.